Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Jaya Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava, Radhe. Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava, Radhe. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Nitai Gaur Haribol, 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 Gaur Haribol. श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। जो विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर सतशिश्रम अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। जो विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर सतशिश्रम भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की। इस्कॉन फाउंडाचार्य वीवीटी फाउंडाचार्य सेविद होलवल जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। स्वरूप श्री सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ सड़गोस्वामी प्रवण की जय। संवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री प्रभुपाद की। हरे कृष्ण। So we are assembled here for Srimad Bhagavatam class once again. English Bhagavatam class has been again resumed. So text 17 of chapter 1st and canto 1st. That's what we are supposed to discuss today. So let's start with invocation prayer. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गो लङ्घयतेऽङ्गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरोदिनतारिणम् परमानंदम माधवम श्री चैतन्यश्वरम। हरे कृष्ण। सो द श्लोक तस्य कर्माण्य उदाराणि तस्य कर्माण्य उदाराणि तस्य कर्माण्य उदाराणि तस्य कर्माण्य उदाराणि परिगीतानि सूरिभिः परिगीतानि सूरिभिः परिगीतानि सूरिभिः। ब्रूहि न श्रद्धधानानां ब्रूहि न श्रद्धधानानां लीलया दधतः कलाः लीलया दधतः कलाः तस्य कर्माण्य उदाराणि परिगीतानि सूरिभिः परिगीतानि सूरिभिः। ब्रूहिणः श्रद्धधानानां लीलया दधतः कला तस्य कर्माण्य उदाराणि तस्य कर्माण्य उदाराणि परिगीतानि सूरिभिः। ब्रूहिणः श्रद्धधानानां लीलया दधतः कला तस्य कर्माण्य उदाराणि परिगीतानि सूरिभिः। ब्रूहिणः श्रद्धधानानां लीलया दधतः कलाः। वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग तस्य हिज कर्माणि ट्रांसेंडेंटल एक्ट्स उदाराणि मैग्नानिमस परिगीतानि ब्रॉडकास्ट सूरिभिः बाय द ग्रेट सोल्स। ब्रूहि प्लीज स्पीक न अंटू अस श्रद्धधानानां रेडी टू रिसीव विथ रेस्पेक्ट लीलया पास्ट टाइम्स दधतः एडवेंटेड कलाह इनकार्नेशंस। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। हिज ट्रांसेंडेंटल एक्ट्स आर मैग्निफिसेंट एंड ग्रेसियस एंड ग्रेट लर्नेड सेजेस लाइक नारद सिंग ऑफ देम। प्लीज देयरफॉर स्पीक टू अस हु आर ईगर टू हियर अबाउट द एडवेंचर ही परफॉर्म्स इन हिज वेरियस इनकार्नेशंस। परपोर्ट The personality of Godhead is never inactive, as some less intelligent persons suggest. His works are magnificent and magnanimous. His creations, both material and spiritual, are all wonderful and contain all variegatedness. They are described nicely by such liberated souls as Shri Narada, Vyasa, Valmiki, Devala, Asita, Madhva, Sri Chaitanya, Ramanuja, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, Sridhara, Vishwanath, Baladev, Bhakti Vinod, Siddhanta Saraswati, and many other learned and self-realized souls. These creations, both material and spiritual, are full of opulence, beauty, and knowledge. But the spiritual realm is more magnificent due to its being full of knowledge, bliss, and eternity. The material creations are manifested for some time as perverted shadow of the spiritual kingdom and can be likened to cinemas. They attract people of less intelligent caliber who are attracted by false things. Such foolish men have no information of the reality and they take it for granted that the false material manifestation is the all in all. But more intelligent men, guided by sages like Vyasa and Narada, know that the eternal kingdom of God is more delightful, larger, and eternally full of bliss and knowledge. Those who are not conversant with the activities of the Lord and His transcendental realm are sometimes favored by the Lord in His adventures as incarnations, wherein He displays the eternal bliss of His association in transcendental realm. By such activities, He attracts the conditioned souls of the material world. Some of these conditioned souls are engaged in the false enjoyment of material senses, and others in simply negating their real life in the spiritual world. These less intelligent persons are known as karmis or fruity workers, and jnanis or dry mental speculators. But above these two classes of men is a transcendentalist known as sattvatas or the devotees, who is busy neither with rampant material activity nor with material speculation. He is engaged in positive service of the Lord, and thereby he derives the highest spiritual benefit known to the karmis and jnanis. As a supreme controller of both the material and spiritual worlds, the Lord has different incarnations of unlimited categories. Incarnations like Brahma, Rudra, Manu, Prithu, and Vyas are His material qualitative incarnations. But His incarnations like Rama, Narsingha, Varaha, and Vamana are His transcendental incarnations. Lord Sri Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnations, and He is therefore the cause of all causes. Thus ends the translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, on text 17, chapter 1, canto 1 of Srimad Bhagavatam Purana. So before we start, Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeyaham Shri Guru Shri Yudapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So before I start, I like to beg for the blessings and mercy of Senior Vaishnava assembled here, and also the devotees, those who are listening online. So please bestow your causeless mercy so that I could speak something substantial, something of some meaning for the glorification of Supreme Lord, and of course for my own purification. So here we see the onset of Srimad Bhagavatam, and quite this is the chapter name, Questions by the Sages. All those sages who are assembled in the forest of Naimisharanya, This is the onset of Srimad Bhagavatam and the onset of Kali Yuga, when Lord has actually departed, he has winded up his pastimes in this mortal world. And seeing this precarious situation of Kali Yuga going to unfold itself, all those great sages being compassionate toward the living entities, those who are going to be burned up, cooked up, and suffer so much in the turmoil of Kali Yuga, they have assembled in a very great forest called Naimisharanya. Now currently that place is called Nimsar in UP. So they are there for thousands of years and their plan is very huge. And in that setup, in that setting, now they are actually have got their commander in chief, Suta Goswami, and they are asking questions. So those questions are of great relevance and they are most relevant questions for the any humankind, most relevant questions. The first question was the most relevant for all those people in this Kali Yuga, that what is the ultimate good for the people in general. So this is the question which one should ask, specifically those who are Suribhi, it's mentioned here in this sloka, Parigitani Suribhi. So those who are actually wishing to do any good to the people, their first intention is that how we could do something good to the people. And not something good, rather ultimate good. So that's what their first question to Suta Goswami in first canto, first chapter, 9th sloka. So people are doing so many activities, there are so many things, but what is the topmost beneficial activity for the people in general? What is the ultimate good? So please tell. So we see all the different questions are getting unfolded. Then we saw in first canto, first chapter, 11th sloka. So what is the essence of all scriptures? That's the second question was asked. And third question was asked in just next sloka, 1.1.12. Why Lord had taken his appearance and birth as son of Vasudeva and Devaki? Then sages are asking the fourth question, that please tell about avatars. What are the different avatars of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The fifth question is asked in this sloka, that what is actually the different pastimes of the Lord? What are the different pastimes? Leelaya, dadatah kala. And sixth question is going to come ahead, where dharma has actually taken shelter of. So the sixth question asks very, very powerful questions, whose answers are actually going to bless the whole humanity for the coming Kali Yuga, and of course for the eternal time to go. So these are the most relevant questions, and answers of these questions is nothing but our Srimad Bhagavatam, who has appeared very brilliantly as the shining sun in the dawn time to mitigate all the problems and all darkness of this age of Kali Yuga. So let's go ahead with the sloka. Tasya karmani udarani parigitani suribhi. Tasya karmani, they're asking that tasya karmani, Krishna's transcendental acts. So about transcendental acts, Lavishna Chakravarti Thakur says, so these transcendental acts are what? Supreme Personality of Godhead's wonderful incarnation pastimes, his acts when in different incarnations, as Leela incarnation, as Purusha incarnation, as Guna incarnation, as all those, there are multi types of incarnations, specifically the six kinds of incarnations, what are his pastimes? So those transcendental acts are actually depicted here to be karmani. And those transcendental acts are udarani, means they are magnanimous. Magnanimous means they are supremely merciful to any people, those who come in contact with those karmani, those activities. So udar means, usually we say udar means, sometimes we say that person, that devotee is very much udar. Udar means if you exchange with that person, you are not put down, or you are not supposed to be like, you won't expect that, no, you will feel like, no, I have been dishonored, or I have been given less in exchange. So Krishna's pastimes and Krishna's activities are udarani, means anyone approaches the Supreme Lord, he can never be dissatisfied, or he would never be discontent. I mean to say, he will always be satisfied. All those desires of the person whoever approaches with Krishna and Krishna's activities is actually going to be rewarded trillions and trillions of unlimited times. That's what we see. Krishna's pastimes. All his pastimes are only for the sake of udarani, just to give mercy to the fallen conditioned souls specifically. We see different pastimes, like even his material world pastimes to create this material universe. Lord has created as Purusha Avatara this whole material universe. Universe as multi universes. And after entering into each and every universe, he creates all the facilities for the living entities to stay there, try to enjoy. Because you want to try to enjoy this material nature, okay, I give you all the arrangements, all the different subsections where you can stay and you can enjoy variety types of material enjoyment. But at the same time, he gives very merciful, very udar opportunity to the living entities to again get revived. The forgotten condition of the constitutional position of the living entities. So because of that, he has set all those universes. The many, many living entities, those who do not want to serve Krishna and they want to serve themselves, their senses, to satisfy their senses, thinking that one day they will be happy, they are forgetting that what is their real benefit, what is their real beneficial activity. And you know, Krishna would have just told, okay, you don't want to serve me, okay, get lost, I don't care about this. Now you just go somewhere. But Lord has to make a separate arrangement for the living entities. Okay, you do not want to serve me, okay, cool, don't worry, I will make another arrangement where you can enjoy yourself, forgetting me. But at the same time, making a very periodical and very planned, systematic setup of time, and his own appearance, so that living entities slowly, slowly, they could be brought back to again to their forgotten constitutional, eternal constitutional position. That's actually his karmani. That is udarani. That's so merciful. Karmani, udarani, and his pastimes. Anybody, whether he's a demon or devotee, who comes in contact with the pastimes of the Lord, they're all supremely blessed. We know this pastime of Putana, where it's mentioned, Mr. Sukadeva Goswami, that she came with poison in her breast to feed Krishna, to kill him. But Krishna gave him the transcendental position of mother. So this is actually the extreme of his udara, his magnanimity. His activities are simply magnanimous. Tasya karmani udarani. And we know that the most udar personality has just appeared 500 years before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Suribhi, those who are pure devotees of the Lord, Suribhi, as mentioned here by Srila Prabhupada, by the great souls, what they do? Parigitani. They broadcast this message of Lord. They broadcast this message of the Lord everywhere. So, because anybody gets connected with the Lord, he's getting purified or going to get benefited. Only thing is that if somebody does any activity one does, but if it is in connection with Krishna, he's going to get benefited. But problem is that many people, they do not know about Krishna at the first hand, and they do so many sinful activities, so of no avail. As we know, Srila Sukadeva Goswami says that even Krishna is being approached in different types of demeanor, लाइक ही सेज दैट कामा द्वेषात भयात कंसो दिस ऑल लाइक बाय लस्टी डिजायर्स बाय बीइंग एनवियस ऑफ कृष्णा बाय बीइंग फियरफुल ऑफ कृष्णा बाय बीइंग डिवोटी ऑफ कृष्णा सो बाय दिस ऑल टाइप्स ऑफ reciprocations, if somebody does with Krishna, Krishna is going to bless him. Like, because Krishna is just like sun. Anybody comes in contact with the sun, directly or indirectly, he's of course going to get nourished. And now, specifically in Corona time, it's very much rampant. People are actually always trying to seek the exposure of sunlight. The vitamin D, lack of vitamin D, so they go out and get some vitamin D empowerment. So this is actually Krishna. Anybody who gets connected with Krishna in any situation, in his pastimes or he chants the name Krishna. Krishna is always alert that how closer this person is coming to me. So his activities, his pastimes, forget about taking part in his pastimes. Even his pastimes are when broadcasted by this Suribhi, by the great souls and the personality of the devotees of personality of Godhead, and whoever hears those glories of the Lord, they also are supremely benefited. That's why these great souls are always busy to broadcast what? The transcendental pastimes and glories of the Lord. And this is actually legacy of our transcendental disciplic succession, started from Lord Brahma to Vyasdev, Lord Brahma to Narada, Narada to Vyasdev, Vyasdev to Shuka. Then we know this all disciplic succession of Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya. The Brahmaji, when he was put to cover and keep every living entity in illusion, after creating the illusion, he was very much morose and distressful. He was very much thinking that what I am doing, I am just covering the living entities more and more. How they are going to get benefited? So when he was deliberating in this way, another personality came out. His name was Narada Muni. And Narada Muni, from very beginning, of course, Brahma was in very difficult situation. At the same one place, he is a pure devotee of the Lord. He wants to create a system, he wants to make all living entities happy, but at the same time, he has to create a system so that living entities could enjoy in this material world. So both things at the same time is happening in his mind. And when he was actually very compassionate toward living entities, Narada came out from his mind, and Narada was most compassionate and so very dear to the Supreme Lord Krishna and as well as to the Brahmaji. And his only mission of Narada Muni is to just broadcast the message of Lord. And that's why Srila Prabhupada tells, and Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur also tells in his Tatparya, that Suribhi, by the great souls, like Narada Muni. So this is Narada Muni, the top class well-wisher of living entities. Anywhere, any move of Narada Muni is actually always having some or other intention to benefit the living entities, to benefit the human beings, to benefit the people in this age of Kali Yuga or of the whole universe. And we know this story of Lord Chaitanya brought by Narada Muni. Narada Muni, when he saw the situation of Kali Yuga, he is roaming around thinking, morose, what will happen? Of course, he is always chanting and dancing the glories of the Lord. Just like as Prahlad Maharaj says, Naiva duje paradurathya vaitaranya stattavire gayana mahamritam magna chittah soche tato vimukh chetasam indriyarthan maya sukhaya bharmo udhato vimudhan. So of course Prahlad Maharaj is very dear disciple of Narada Muni, having taken the same spirit of Narada Muni. He's telling that for me there is no problem. I can just chant the holy name, chant the glories of the Lord, I can be happy, but I am thinking of this fallen, rottening, conditioned souls into this material world, how much they are suffering, and what will happen to them. And thinking in this way, I am actually unhappy. So Narada Muni is roaming here and there, in onset of Kali Yuga, thinking what will happen to the people. And then, of course, Lord Krishna was there in Dwarka, and we know that That past time took place, that's actually mentioned by Sir Lochandas Thakur in Chaitanya Mangal. That Rukmani Devi is crying, seeing the lotus feet of the Lord, and she is simply crying. And at the same time, Narada Muni comes. And Lord is saying that, Lord is seeing that, what is the situation now? Rukmani is crying, and she is telling, you don't know something, you don't know what is the situation of your devotees, what devotee they feel about you, what devotee they feel, what is the love they are feeling for you, you do not know, because you are the God, you are the Supreme Lord, what you know. And Narad Muni also came up just now, he showed up. And by seeing Narad was also very much morose. He was thinking that what will happen to the people of this age of Kali Yuga? Oh Lord, you are now going to wind up, because Mahabharata over, all those demons are killed, everything is done, now you are going to wind up your pastimes. And what will happen to the people in general? So in that situation, to make all those arrangements, Lord Krishna told us, okay, don't worry, I'm going to come in Kali Yuga very soon. And go, Narada, go everywhere, tell all the demigods, tell all Brahma, Shiva, everyone, that I'm going to appear as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I will spread the transcendental glories of my transcendental holy name. And in this way, I'll make whole world fearless. I'll make whole world fearless. And of course, I will fulfill the desire of Rukmini also. Because she is claiming that I don't know something. So, okay, I will try to know that also. That what is actually love the devotee feels. When one realizes what is actually greatness of love of Godhead. So, we know the most audarya, most udar pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead exhibited by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already begun. And he actually had already started it, and it's increasing and increasing and increasing. So his karmani, udarani, parigitani, suribhi, bruhina sraddhananam lilaya datakala. So all those sages are telling, O Suta Goswami, please tell us, bruhina, please tell us, sraddhananam, because we are not envious to the Lord. We are having great sraddha, we have great faith for the Supreme Lord's pastimes, Supreme Lord's identity. So all those sages, those who are assembled there, they are first class suribhi. Suribhi means whose heart is actually completely cleansed of all taints of material misgivings. So, and they are having great feeling of love and faith, the sraddha for the Supreme Lord. That's why Suta Goswami is actually being summoned by the sages. So, Suta Goswami, please tell about the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is actually happening, which is actually going on. Lilaya, Dadataha Kala, which is already happening. Dadataha is actually the present tense used here, according to Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. You see, it's present tense mentioned here. Dadataha means Lord's pastimes are eternally happening. His pastimes as well as pastimes of his Ansa, pastimes of his Kala, the different incarnations. So, in purport, Srila Prabhupada says that the personality of Godhead is always active. He's always dadataha. He's always active. He's not some inactive person. Sometimes people, they think that Supreme God is inactive or Supreme God is impersonal. So, Srila Prabhupada gives a very wonderful comparison between two classes of people here. So first one is called the Suribhi. Suribhi, that's mentioned here in this sloka. Suribhi means they have full faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's best well-wisher of all living entities. He is a person and he is having multi pastimes getting unfold eternally and continuously it's happening. They are Suribhi. And they get immense pleasure in glorifying the pastimes, his names, his qualities, and his all those wonderful gunas, everything. They get a lot of pleasure in that. And there are another type of people, which is mentioned here by Srila Prabhupada. They are called karmis and jnanis. So this karmis and jnanis, they're actually people that are not fully purified into their hearts. they're still having the sense of their own self-satisfaction, the senses, their own senses to satisfy, the sense of satisfying their own senses. And because they are not purified, they are not able to appreciate the transcendental glories and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. And because of that, they are not able to approach the supreme realm, the transcendental realm of the Supreme Lord Krishna, which is called Goloka Vrindavan. So, this is actually the magnificent nature of the Supreme Lord, which is always so beautiful. Srila Prabhupada says, either material world or spiritual world, everything is beautiful. Everything is so beautiful. But in true sense, if you say material world has no beauty, practically no beauty in material world, because everything is dead matter. Whatever beauty is actually we are able to see, nice sceneries, nice trees, nice creatures, birds chirping, just because a small little portion of that transcendental abode qualities are actually getting manifested here. Because some of us, we are actually belong to the spiritual world, we have fell down here and we are actually embedded into the matter, and that matter is getting animated and it's look beautiful. But actually there is no beauty into this material world. Whatever magnificence is actually seen just because some living entities who has actually fell down from spiritual world are actually get entrapped into this matter, and it seems to be animated and so beautiful. The spiritual world is filled with satchit and ananda, where material world is having no qualities. Asat, first class temporary, achit, having no sense of cognizance, and nirananda, having no happiness, no blissful nature. So, Srila Prabhupada says, this is just because, this is a shadow. Because Brahma also has to create the whole universe. So he will create from some stereotype. Like we also, when we think of creating something, then immediately we think of something, other idea connected to that. Then we start creating this, especially engineers and doctors and... Actually, what they do, they try to imitate the nature. Similarly, Brahmaji created this whole material universe. He has seen the universe, the spiritual sky. He has seen the spiritual sky, how it is. And similarly, he has created it. And he has created it in the shadow form. He has created it in the shadow form, just perfect replica of the spiritual world. But no similar or no... all qualities of spiritual world are actually not seen here. So that's actually the situation here. So less intelligent people, they get attracted to this material world. Less intelligent people, the childish people. But most intelligent people, like Narada, Vyas, Valmiki, Devala, Asita, Madhva, Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya, Ramanuja, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, Sridhar, Vishwanath, Baladeva, Bhakti Vinod, Siddhanta Saraswati, these all the lauded and self-realized souls, they get attracted toward that most charming, delightful, larger, eternally full of bliss, that transcendental realm of Goloka Vrindavan. So, those less intelligent people are termed here by Srila Prabhupada as jnanis and karmis. Jnanis and karmis, they are actually trapped with a small little idea of getting happiness, and they hardly get it. So Lord's adventures, Leelas, is actually done by the Supreme Lord to favor the conditioned souls, as we have seen before. Supreme Lord's all wonderful activities, the Leelas, are actually Udharani, for the sake of bestowing topmost blessings to the living entities. So Srila Prabhupada says here, Lord's adventures, the pastimes, are not similar activities like we do. Lord's adventures and pastimes are actually pastimes in the transcendental platform, and anybody who comes in contact with that pastimes, anybody forget about getting contact with the pastimes, he hears about the pastimes, he gets attracted toward the pastimes, and immediately his all problems and anarthas goes. As we know, Shrimad Bhagavatam tells in the beginning, there was one sloka, that तापत्रयोण मूलनम, ऑल दोस थ्री तापाज, आध्यात्मिक आदि भौतिक आदि दैविक, एवरीथिंग फिनिशेस, बट द लेस इंटेलिजेंट पीपल आर थिंकिंग दैट ओ आई वॉन्ट टू एंजॉय, आई वॉन्ट टू एंजॉय माई ओन मटीरियल सेंसेस, मैन कम ऑन आई स्टार्ट गेटिंग हायर हायर टाइप ऑफ प्लेजर देन आई विल फॉरगेट अबाउट दिस. सो आई हैव सीन सम पीपल वेन वी ग्लोरीफाई द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, इमीडिएट इफेक्ट हैपन्स वॉट, दे स्टार्ट गेटिंग ट्रांसेंडेंटल peace and happiness, and they feel like, oh, my life is getting cool. So immediately they get fearful. Oh, I'm not so anxious, I'm not so fearful, I'm not so much roaming here and there. Why it's so? So they get so much fearful and they leave about Krishna. They say, oh, something wrong there. So I know some of the people like that. They're so foolish people. They're so much engaged into karmas and different types of, so many different types of activities. They do not know that, man, come on, you are eating the spinach, or I'm going to say that you're eating a Kerala bhaja, and there is something, Kerala bhaja means bitter gourd, that pungent, bitter taste that, you know, the item we prepare here. And there is rasamalai waiting. So they do not want to leave that. They have become so much accustomed to just eat that bitter gourd bhaja, that fry, that they are not able to leave that, and they are thinking, no, if we leave that, we will lose the taste. We will lose the taste of bitter gourd. It's just like one story of one person who was very hungry. He was very hungry, and because of he was so much hungry, and it was giving a lot of hunger pangs, and his tummy, because of hunger, he was getting a lot of pain. So what he did, he put one pillar into his belly so that the space will be filled. And someone came from that side, other side, he told that, hey guy, what are you doing, man? So because of I'm hungry, I'm feeling a lot of pain. That's why I'm put the pillar inside my belly. So, and he had hold a pillar like this. So he's telling that, please take some food. Your hunger will go and you'll be happy. So he's telling, no, I will not leave that. I cannot leave that pillar, because if I leave the pillar, then immediately I will start getting hunger pangs again. Immediately I'll start getting pains. So this is the condition of living in it is. Living it is the first hand, they do not know about Krishna. Sometimes if living in it is are being known about Krishna, they become fearful. They try to avoid Krishna's pastimes, which is actually going to bestow upon them the topmost blessings. Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad says, how one can actually come into this transcendental position of Satvataj or Suribhi. So in that reference, he tells about how living in it is, even though he actually in the activities, different types of karmas and jnanas, still he can actually come to the topmost position, forgetting all the anarthas. So he tells, quoting Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, one sloka, लौकिकी वैदिकी वापी या क्रिया क्रियते मुने हरि सेवानुकूलैव स कार्य भक्ति मिच्छता. तो इन भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु 1-200 दिस श्लोका इज बीन कोटेड वेयर श्रील रूप गोस्वामी इज एक्चुअली ट्राइंग टू पॉइंट आउट लौकिकी वैदिकी एनीबडी हु डज हिज ओन एक्टिविटी इन वॉट एवर कंडीशन ही इज लाइक somebody इज इंजीनियर somebody इज फार्मर somebody इज बिजनेसमैन but doing his own activity, he try to does favorable service toward Krishna, favorable services toward Krishna, like what he has already depicted in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, patram puspam phalam toyam yome bhakta prasati yat karosi yadasnasi yat jose dadasi yat. So in this way, what will happen, he will slowly get purified, he will become a devotee of the Lord. As we know, Bhagavad Gita also said iha esse, sorry, not in Bhagavad Gita, somewhere else it has been quoted, ihayasya harirdasya karmana manasa gira nikhilasu apyavasthasu jivan mukta sauchyate. So in whatever condition one is, nikhilasu api avasthasu jivan mukta sauchyate, the living entities can become free from material entanglement if by his words, by his actions and by his mind he tried to engage in the service of Krishna. And when one does so, he gets the qualification of hearing about Leelaya, hearing about the pastimes of the Lord, whose pastimes are already going on, Dadatah Kala.
So, not before. Unless one gets purified, one cannot enter into the transcendental complications of Supreme Lord's pastimes. And now because of in India it has become a culture, Krishna, anybody takes up Krishna, okay, and starts giving different types of speeches, big discourses, and they make films, fourth class, fifth class, on the name of Krishna. They create films. What they have, what is their eligibility, what is their qualification to reach to that pastimes, the Leelaya? Unless one gets purified by transcendental activities of bhakti, one cannot get the eligibility of actually entering into the and hearing about the pastimes of the Lord. They cannot understand the Supreme Lord is beyond their own specific predefined sense of morality. Supreme Lord is beyond morality and immorality. Supreme Lord is like sun. Sun is actually have nothing to do with what is happening here. Where is the stool? Where is in this earth? Where is the water? Where is purity? Where is sun is supreme. He is equal for everyone. So that's actually position of Supreme Lord Krishna. But people of contaminated consciousness, they do not understand this. And immediately they will pounce upon the pastimes of the Lord. And they create problems. And it's good that somehow they are connecting with the Lord, Rama and Krishna. But it's like demoniac. What they will get? They cannot get more than demons, what they get. They get some little sayuja, a little appreciation, little advancement, but not more. But if someone does this positive activities in Krishna consciousness, one gets purified, and then one gets the actually qualifications to hear about the pastimes of the Lord, and then all that anarthas immediately vanquishes, and anarthas won't bother him in that situation. Quoting Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, Shla Vishnath Chakurti Thakur says, Vikriditam vrajabadhur bhiridam cha Vishno sraddhan vito anusrunayad artha varna edyaha bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhya kamam hridaroga masva pahinoti achirena dhiraha. So the pastimes of the Supreme Lord with the gopis, with the gopas, anyone who hears with sraddha, as all the sattvatas, the suribhis, the sages of Naimisaranya are hearing, in that way somebody hears with great sraddha, what will happen to him? Bhaktim param bhagavati, he will get the transcendental bhakti, the devotional service toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pratilabhya kamam, and the kama, the lust which is actually there in the heart of every living entity, that's the top class, the first class rog, the disease of the heart, hridrogam asu apihinoti achirena dhira. Immediately, very very soon, all those anarthas and misgivings will be actually finished off. That will be vanquished away. And then, in that situation, one can enjoy the transcendental bliss of hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, and one can very soon can achieve the perfection in Krishna consciousness. So, today we saw the different Leelas, the pastimes of the Lord, how this Leela, the pastimes are like the best and the topmost activities for the for blessing fallen conditioned souls who were actually takes part in the pastimes, who were actually sears those pastimes. These pastimes are Udharani. And understanding that these pastimes, the names, the fames, the glories and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, unless these all are broadcasted, living entities are not going to get any benefit. Just they are upari adhova madhyava yati distam priyapriyam. They are simply going up and down and simply suffering just like a dog. They will never get any happiness. The suribhi, the great souls like Narada Vyasa, Sukha, Asita Madhva, Shla Prabhupada, Shla Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj and their followers are actually busy into glorifying and broadcasting the message of Supreme Personality. That's the topmost beneficiary work for the living entities. And that is actually the nucleus, that is actually the real real what's called the impetus for speaking of this Srimad Bhagavatam for the real benefit for the fallen conditioned souls and who are actually in the torment of Kali Yuga now in this situation for their benefit. So it's our all that is actually devotees of Internal Society of Krishna Consciousness have actually this prerogative and have actually this greatest duty of love to propagate this Parigitanis, this propagate this pastimes and names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead so that the living entities could get benefited. And this is the whole setup for delivering the fallen conditioned souls with the team of Supreme Lord Krishna and his most loving, wonderful devotees, Suri Bhi, to actually again reclaim the fallen conditioned soul by glorifying his pastimes, his guna, his qualities and his names. So I'll stop here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So if any comment, please. So question is, as in the in the last section of this purport of this sloka, it's mentioned that incarnations like Brahma, Rudra, Manu, Prithu and Vyasa are his material qualitative incarnations. But his incarnations like Rama, Narsingha, Varaha, Vamana are his transcendental incarnations. So Brahma, Rudra, Manu, Prithu and Vyasa, these all incarnations are actually either Gunavataras and Saktavisavataras, as mentioned here. Like we see the Brahma is Gunavatara, Rudra is Gunavatara, Manu is Saktyavesa Avatara, Prithu is Saktyavesa Avatara and Vyasadeva is also Saktyavesa Avatara. So these avatars are actually actually sent forth by the Supreme Lord Himself for do some particular special types of work that they should do. So they are empowered in one sense to do particular activities, and they are not eternals. They are not eternals. They come, they do their acts, they do their duty, and after that they just disappear. Their pastimes are not eternal. Just like pastimes of Rama, Narsingha, Varaha and Vamana, and the transcendental incarnations, they are always there. Always there in his spiritual world, and always there actually he is doing his all pastimes in this material world, in multi universes. In one universe or in other universe, they are actually doing their pastimes. So they are, of course, they are swamsas. This Rama, Narsingha, Varaha and Vamana, they are swamsa incarnations, Supreme Lord Himself appearing. From one candle, another candle is lit. One candle, another candle is lit. So it's like a Vishnu Tattva. So from one candle, another candle, almost every candle is the same power. All are transcendental. But here, it's like empowered living entities, the souls are empowered by the Supreme Lord to do some particular pastimes, some particular mission. Like Vyasadeva has been given mission of compiling all the Vedas. Prithu Maharaj has been given mission of managing and ruling the whole planet. Taking care of the citizens. Manu, of course, to create the progeny. Rudra, to annihilate the whole material universe. Brahma, to again do secondary creation. So, for these all things, Lord Himself won't need actually to appear in His own swansas, unless somebody is there, qualified living entities, to whom He can empower. So, these are the little differentiation between avatara There are Swansa Avatara and there are Vibhinnamsa which are actually empowered by the Lord. So, as per my understanding, if Prabhu could also speak out something, some light upon this. Michael. Prabhu, question is, in last section of purport, it's mentioned that Brahma, Rudra, Prithu, Manu, Vyasa, these are material qualitative incarnations, and Rama, Narsingha, Varaha and Vamana are his transcendental incarnations. The question is, so what is the difference between both of them, material incarnation and transcendental incarnations? So can you please? Varaha, Kurma, Rama, Narsingha, they are transcendental incarnations, as mentioned by Srila Prabhupada. And his incarnation, Krishna's incarnations, as Vyasa, Manu, Prithu, then Vyasadeva, they are all qualitative incarnations. So what is the difference between both types of incarnations?
Qualitative incarnations. So you have Brahma, Shiva, in charge of the good mode of goodness and passion and ignorance. But these are qualitative incarnations. And then the question is, he has transcendental incarnations also. He has transcendental incarnations also, and qualitative incarnations. So what is the difference? There really is no difference between these incarnations. People often try to make a distinction between avatar, God and avatar, as if it's something less. But Prabhupada says, no, it's nothing less just because they're not described as a transcendental incarnation. They're not less than God, they're displaying certain qualities. So the empowered persons, they can be also be considered incarnations. Rasya, Shakti, Vividevi, Krishna has unlimited potencies, no unlimited energies. So he appears in different incarnations to display different kinds of activities for different types of personalities. So Prabhupada said there's no difference between incarnation and an incarnation of God. He was asking someone that was asking the question. No, he said, there's no difference. Because he was a Mayavadi speaking. He thought it was different to be an incarnation than God. So Prabhupada said, no, there's no difference between the different incarnations. Yeah, these transcendental personalities. Empowered means what? Empowered with what? With transcendence. Otherwise, how can they speak about Bhagavatam? How can they? Just like Prithu Maharaj, he said to be a Shakti Veshavata, he was exhibiting certain qualities. But when he was leveling the earth, he came to Mayapur Dham in their travels, and they were leveling the earth so the grains would grow. And when they came to Mayapur and started to level it, there was a great, like a transcendental aura coming from this place, transcendental vibration, transcendental light or something. So he said, because Maharaj Prithu was in incarnation, he could understand that this is a holy Dharma we are in now, the Dharma, and then it was revealed to him, if he didn't already know it. But and as the story goes, he understood, he thought about the situation. Then he realized that this was Navadvipa Dharma, this is the Kali Yuga, the Kali Yuga will take advantage of this situation of Navadvipa Dharma and the holy name and the incarnation of Godhead, or the incarnations of Godhead and the personality of Godhead, with the original personality of Godhead. So he could understand all that. It doesn't say he had to ask someone else the question. He was there already, but he went through the activities of meditating on it, and then, he realized, really, this is Navadvipa Dharma. Krishna will come here in Kali Yuga. It's already there in the heart, but as he desired to know, it became manifest. Sai Prabhupada says, they say, you know everything, Prabhupada. He says, no, I don't know everything, but what I need to know, Krishna reveals to me. So Prabhupada is like that, Shaktivesh avatar. Even though to say that Prabhupada is a Shaktivesh avatar, according to Jayapataka Maharaj, it's not a very, very high praise. Because because Prabhupada was empowered, he got his potency empowered by his guru, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada received the mercy of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I mean, in this line, these are manjaris in Krishna Leela, which are not accessible to all the different incarnations. This is a special feature of the Lord. So, to say Prabhupada was a Shaktivesha is not sufficient. He should be understood to be a part of Braja Leela, which generally the incarnations they cannot enter into. He received the mercy of the Brajavasis. So he was saying, Jayapataka was saying, Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta received the mercy. But Prabhupada received the mercy of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, who is Nayana Manjari. So. They're all more or less, but there are others. And generally, the timing is they all have potency, but they're just exhibiting certain potencies that are necessary. But the name, the incarnation, avatar, it's not. Prabhupada said, you can't really distinguish. Hare Krishna. Sorry.
So, as per Sripad Janivas Prabhu is telling, that these all are transcendental incarnations, Supreme Lords, incarnations like Rama, Narasimha, they are transcendental incarnations. And they are also actually transcendental. Taking shelter of the Lord, Supreme Lord, they are also transcendental, like Vyasa, Manu, they are also transcendental. Because they have actually, for this, their connection with the Supreme Lord. And most of them, they came to Mayapur in Namadeep Dham. So they are of course transcendental too. And to empower someone by getting connected with that power source of Supreme Lord Krishna, one can get empowered also, as we know that Srila Prabhupada is type of, we can say that he is the empowered incarnation, Saktyavis avatar of the Lord. Because no one who can do this unimaginable, to propagate Krishna consciousness in such a short period of time throughout the whole planet. So they're all of course transcendental, beyond three gunas. But they are dependent transcendental, in one sense we can say. But Supreme Lord is independent transcendental. So that could be, in one sense we can understand. So they are, for the particular purpose, they have been empowered by the Supreme Lord to do, of course, transcendental activities on transcendental platform. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Yeah, so Prabhupada also told that telling Srila Prabhupada to be Saktyavis avatar is something making, demeaning the position of Srila Prabhupada, because no other incarnation does as Srila Prabhupada did, in spreading Krishna consciousness throughout the whole planet in such a short period of time, never had happened. So that Srila Prabhupada did. So it's something beyond. He was actually empowered by his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. So, just addition. Hare Krishna. So, let's stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.